some white kid called me a racist, right? And then someone said, why? Why would you say that? And he goes, towards Australian men. Not a race, babe.
Cut the cameras.
That's not a race, babe.
Oh.
You know what they are? A virus. They're not a race, they're a virus. And welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your favorite girl, and I have bangs again. And everybody better compliment my bangs. I swear to God, if I don't see one compliment about my bangs. Anyways, today we have a very, very, very special guest. Truly, like, one of the loves of my life. Cirrus. It's Vasai, right?
Vasai.
I love that. I should have asked before. Okay, Cirrus. Vasai. Perfect.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so
I've literally been counting down the days.
Me
and I
too.
Know y'all have been too, so we're finally here.
I've told you so many times.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I can't wait to have you on my show. Listen. We talk all the time because we're in real life friends.
Literally
real
life rant, friends. But also like ranting on the daily.
Oh my God.
So I feel like this is just a manifestation of that.
Yeah, every single time I have something, I'm like, you know who I'm going to text?
Spill the tea.
As soon as you got here, I was like, I told you, I was like,
yeah. And we did. We'll save you some, but like, yeah.
Well, Cirrus is I would say a beauty content creator.
I love that for me.
Yeah, I love that for
definitely.
You.
Definitely.
So you're like a beauty content creator, influencer.
Beauty content creator, influencer, Gemini. We have thoughts, but like... Gemini. Yeah, no, but I create a lot of content on the internet that surfaces like social issues that integrates with like beauty, wellness, fashion.
Yeah.
And then I also rant on my platform and I show my dad a lot.
Yeah, your
everybody
dad
knows
is
my,
a
yeah,
star.
I was going to say, yeah, Bubba is.
One of the stars of your
was supposed to actually be here, not me, but like I decided to step in.
I couldn't get him. So
no,
I was like, all right,
booked.
Fine.
He's
all blind.
Literally booked. Anyway, so I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. Like, truly. Groundbreaking.
Thank you.
Not feeling to make so out mutual. With you metaphorically,
I know.
But you are like groundbreaking and I'm so honored to have you here.
Listen, the feeling is so mutual. I can't wait to get into it.
Right. So today we're going to talk about, for our topic today, we're going to go over gender roles, which we have very strong thoughts on, the two of us. Obviously, I'm a cis straight woman, right? Mm-hmm. And you're non-binary.
I'm non-binary. So for those of you who might not be as familiar, non-binary just essentially means that I don't identify within a certain like binary of gender, so I'm
gender
sort of gender
construct.
Fluid. Yeah, I use they and he pronouns though. But yeah, I think for me it's really interesting thinking about gender because I feel like I have all the experiences.
I was gonna say,
do you know what I mean?
I handpick the topics for those of you who don't know. I handpick the topics for all my guests as well as my guests. I invite them, but I pick gender roles for us. Because it's like the perfect topic
literally
to discuss
perfect.
With you.
Literally
because
obsessed.
You're someone who operates in between.
Yeah, I operate exactly. Yeah. I operate in between and I feel like part of it is also figuring out, like, especially on TikTok, and I know you know this, is like how targeted content is towards like men and women versus like within the spectrum.
Yeah.
So I think that's also very interesting.
Yeah, no one hates talking about that more than straight
men. They really and we know a good amount
the
about
thought,
that.
Right? Oh. Blows their minds.
And that's the craziest thing to me. I always tell Drew, like, the number one source of like all of the epitome catastrophe that I receive in my comment section, my own personal comment section, comes from cis straight men.
Same.
But a lot of the time, it's also like, I always say it this way. If you're coming onto my platform, you better be telling me something I don't know. Like, if you're like, true, that's
truly
the thing. I'm always like,
educate
did I know
me,
this?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, like, you don't have a job. I'm like, no, exactly. Like, what are you saying? You know what I mean? Like, I feel part of it is just me.
You're telling me?
Yeah. So I'm like, if you don't have something that I don't know about, I'm good, love.
Then
like,
really-
we don't, especially if it's hate. Like, I'm just like,
you don't need
that.
To come here, babe.
No,
that's
we're good.
Totally fine.
We know.
We have that in common. We be posting hate comments, handles and everything. Do you ever have people go, I can't believe you don't block out handles?
I'm like, this is so fun for me. Are you kidding? I'm like, literally, you're boosting my engagement.
Truly.
But I think we've talked about this too. In many ways, I think it depends on the TikTok algorithm. Sometimes if I say things and I call people out, the app doesn't love it and like might take it down, which is tea. I get that.
Yeah,
like that's
fair.
But then I think part of it too is I grew up in a world where a lot of people, specifically like cis straight men, just got away with whatever. And you say this a lot too.
Yeah.
Got away with literally saying whatever they wanted to
always.
Say. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm actually gonna hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Let's see how you like it. You want attention? Here we go.
And they short circuit.
Absolutely.
They don't know what to
no.
do. They're like, line. That's what they say.
But you say this too. They think it's gonna like boost their own page. I'm like,
I don't
darling,
get that at all.
It's gonna tank
I
your
said,
views.
You wanna talk algorithm, babes. Let's.
Yeah.
And I said, if that's the case, why is every single dude I've ever stitched not Charli D'Amelio?
100%. Right?
Why is that?
I'm so sorry. Show me your analytics.
I said one of us goes viral and it's not you, babe.
And I told you this too. I told you this from the start. If they were smart, they would just stop commenting. But they love paying your rent.
Yeah.
They love paying. And they love like getting us more visibility and getting us partnerships. I'm like, keep it up.
I don't get it.
No, because you say you're smart.
Like, I literally described it as like, it's the simplest puzzle and they'll never put it together.
No.
So one time I did a brand deal for
That's literally the best way to put it. Oh my gosh.
Cervical health awareness.
Yeah.
I was telling all my uterus having friends to go get their paps. Mm-hmm. That's what I was telling people. Mm. Tell me why I had thousands of dudes stitching that video being like, you know what? You're a fat bitch and you can't lift and you're not strong.
Oh my.
I said, this is the one you wanted to.
Just one more down.
Of all the videos you could have picked, this is the one.
Oh, like, because it's literally just a cry for attention. That's all the time.
And I said, you know, I get paid better when they do better.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If they were smart, they'd understand.
Or pretend they like me.
Yeah.
Sometimes, do you ever have people comment stuff? This has happened
Who
to me.
Who follow recently. You and then say
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Or they're like, they have some sort of following and you're like, hella. Did you mean to write this from a burner?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I see that happen. And I always say this too, growing up, I went to like a boarding school, which is very off brand for me, but like, I kind of loved it. I like wore the uniform.
Was it all boys or was it all girls?
It was all, it was mixed. It was like everyone. I wore like the collared shirt, like the corduroy
jacket.
Oh, completely. It was very boarding school. Very like, I wanted to make it like Jemé private school girl. It was not like that for me. It's not my truth. But it was interesting because all of the guys that I went to school with.
Yeah.
Who were like rude and like homophobic were so nice to me because I was like, your girlfriends are my best friends. So like, let's be very careful about
it.
Exactly. And I feel like sometimes, I don't know if you experience this, but I get that energy on TikTok too. I'm like, your girlfriends are following me.
Oh, all the time.
Like, I'm their internet BFF. Like, what
truly,
are you doing?
I say to them all the time, I'm like, the girl of your dreams loves me.
That is
She's
literally
in my DMs. 100%. Bitch. That's why I say, if you're smart, pretend you like me or keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
That's what
she says.
I said, keep it shut. Otherwise, if the girls find out, they're going to turn on you.
I know.
The tides will turn.
Yeah, but they'll never learn.
They'll never learn, and that's okay with me.
Yeah.
I'm super cool with that.
Oh, absolutely.
But when it comes to, I forgot to mention this, when it comes to gender roles, for me personally, like, I'm someone, so like, a lot of Polynesian culture is very matriarchal. So we hold women in very high regard.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my own culture. Yeah, no, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So we hold women in very high regard. Mm-hmm. And like in Samoan culture, the men do all the cooking and cleaning. Mm-hmm. Women take care of children and elderly. That's typically how gender roles work in Samoan culture. But men do all the cooking and cleaning. So like, that's how it was when I was growing up. Yeah. It's very normal to me. Not that my mom didn't cook and clean, but like my dad prefers to cook and clean. Like he enjoys doing it. My boyfriend enjoys doing it. Yeah. So I'll do it too. Like, don't sit there and look at me like I don't contribute, right? So I'm like, hello, look at me. Well, I'm also a good time.
I am dating a very sweet white Italian man.
Yeah.
And I'm not experiencing it. No, I love him. But like, it's so interesting because growing up, so Persian, like first generation, same thing. Mm-hmm. Very matriarchal. My dad cleans. Like, he's the one who always like does the dishes. My mom will cook. She loves it. Mm-hmm. But then he cleans. He does a lot of like sort of those sorts of chores.
Perceived to be a feminine
dude. Yeah. And I'm just like, I think it's interesting too. Like, my dad in many ways is very masculine and has sort of those some traits of toxic masculinity, and we're working on it, y'all. We are unpacking it together.
And that's the beautiful
The beautiful thing.
Yeah, learning it together.
But I think in terms of the gender roles growing up, like, I also associated so similarly with my mom in so many ways, but then also like, I am a neat freak, so my dad is too, and like, I've picked up on some of those things. But then knowing that I grew up in a space that was like with a bunch of other Americans, like we just lived very different lives. Like I'd literally go to their houses. This is something, I don't know if you experienced this, when an older person who is Persian walks into the room, you stand up. Like it is just a very like cultural thing. So meanwhile, I'm going to like my friend's American houses, like Bob and Sally, and like their grandpa's coming. I'm like standing up, like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my God, sorry. I was like,
we have something similar.
Those sorts of roles, like in my mind, were ingrained when I was super young.
Yeah, same. I mean, for us, for Samoan people, whenever we go into a room, we greet everybody. We kiss everybody on the cheek and give everybody hugs. So we do that to every, if there's 50 people in the room, you're going around every, doesn't matter how long it takes. You do all of that before you sit down.
Exactly.
Same thing with eating. Like we serve elderly before we eat. Yeah. Whether it's a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. Children, younger people, they serve first so they don't eat. So that's why I'd wait to eat all the time at my friends' houses.
Like, oh, yeah.
And I'd wait to eat. I try to go say hi to them. Sometimes they get weird about hugs. I'm like, oh, this is before COVID. But sometimes they get weird about hugs. I'm like, oh, sorry. So like, this is just like how I do it. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's just different.
It's just different. And then also like speaking of gender roles, whenever we're like at the table too, my dad is a foodie, to say the least. So, like, when he goes for the food first, the look my mom gives him is straight up, like, like, she is, like, grab it. See what happens before, like, guests or other older people are there, especially when you have, like, older women or you have, like, matriarchs who are there. Yeah. It is so funny.
They eat first.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Which is, like, your dad's like, sorry, I blacked out.
I was so hungry. The eighth time,
I was so excited to eat. I blacked out. I eat in a rage. That's honestly, I relate to.
I know, I get that. I do the same thing. I'm impatient with him. You know what I mean?
Okay, so for those of you who are unfamiliar, what we like to do on this show is we bring videos that I was tagged in and we bring them here and we deconstruct them and we just eat them up, eat them alive. Speaking of being a foodie, I'm a foodie.
I'm ready. I'm hungry too. Yeah.
Starving.
I had an early breakfast.
There we go. I love that. Okay, so for this first video, we're going to, I always like to give little summaries of the video. So in this video, it's basically an appreciation video. Like a boyfriend posted an appreciation video for his girlfriend, right? And so off top, like appearance wise, the boyfriend is more feminine.
Okay.
And the girlfriend is more masculine, whatever that means.
Sure.
That's just how people interpreted it.
Yeah.
But the comments were so vile, as they are always, especially on TikTok. Like, I feel like the comments on every platform varies. Like, the terrible is very different. Whereas, like, I talked about it once with someone, like, Instagram, they can write you a novel if they wanted. They could write you a 5-paragraph essay if they really wanted to.
Never gonna end.
No, and on TikTok, they'll say the most biting thing because there's limited characters.
Yeah.
So they'll just say the worst thing they could possibly think of.
But then the funniest thing is when they then create a chain of their own comments. And I'm like,
they're like,
you're literally talking to yourself. And that's fine, no judgment, but you're literally talking to yourself.
Yeah, like, who is this for, babe?
No, it's, I don't understand, especially with those, like, I'm excited to unpack this, because for me, it's like, if it also hits the wrong side of TikTok, that's when it gets.
Which happens terribly. And it's so unfortunate, too, because the video is purely just, like, out of love and appreciation. It wasn't meant for, it's not a think piece. Yeah. It's not a discussion on gender.
Everyone has to consume it and,
unpack
it.
You don't have to, analyze it, like, okay, professor, relax, right? It's not a study on gender and sexuality. The funny thing is, none of those people who write hateful shit understand gender or sexuality in a nuanced way whatsoever.
In any way, and the funny thing, too, is that, like, I say this to myself. So I studied sociology in college, and it was, like, my concentration. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we, like, I truly have somewhat of a background. Yeah. Like, I did my thesis in this. I studied post grad. Like, I think it's really interesting now that the conversations around, like, for example, with pronouns, like, everybody's like, oh, like, all we talk about is, I'm like, but no one really knows what's going on. And it's also, like, not that big of a deal. Like,
always had that.
But it becomes that weaponized tool that especially, like, straight cis guys can use to, like, try and, like, provoke or trigger you.
Yeah, to be funny.
And I'm
like, have you seen that video of that dude where he's going, trying to tell a joke in 2022?
Oh, my God,
like, I'm like, and he's like, a guy walks into a bar and they're like, so it's gendered? I'm all, who says that?
And where's the joke?
I'm like, where?
I didn't see
that?
It. And I have a good sense of humor, so do you want to explain? No, genuinely.
I'd like to think I'm pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I'm a comedy constable, if you will.
All the time. Yeah, things don't always, they don't go over my head. But I also think part of it is there is something really interesting about, like, seeing a comment, knowing that it was meant to provoke you, and then being like, you know what? I have the time today.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and this is coming from a different place of, like, I'm truly going to, like, take apart this comment and eviscerate it. Because, yeah. again, it goes back to the point where we were talking about, it's like a lot of people don't think that there's accountability for what they're saying, especially when they say really shitty stuff.
Like terrible things.
Terrible
and
things.
Like, and then they'll hide behind like, oh, it was just my opinion.
Yeah, and I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for like younger people that are seeing this happen and be like, you know what I mean? Same. I feel like you're the same way. It's just like,
yeah. I'm like this, if anything, this doesn't hurt me. It hurts somebody else.
Tough.
It doesn't hurt me.
No.
And that's why I don't deal with that. Like I'll rip it apart and then I'll block you because you're not allowed in here. If that's how you're gonna act up, you get kicked out. That's what happens.
Easy. And the blocking for me happens when it's just like someone who's actually like ringing up my notifications in a way that I can't like concentrate. Same. I'm just like, you know what, you're not gonna get my attention.
You lose privilege. Leave.
Yeah, but TikTok, you're so right. Like the platforms are so different. Like Instagram, I feel like is such a safe space for me in many ways.
Yeah,
whereas
same.
On TikTok, if I posted something, you never know, it could get on the wrong side, which apparently this video did.
Yeah, it's like, it literally, that I sucks. Think, I know it sucks because it was just like supposed to be like, I'm in love with this person and I love them and want to show them kind of thing. So like, these comments are super terrible, just forewarning. But like, they say, my brain is working so hard right now, I think, to compute... I don't know.
Oh my God.
Hilarious one. Literally, this one says, I literally cannot comprehend what's going on. When you get the right answer, but the steps are wrong. What in the multiverse? It's literally all spicy straight.
And it's because, like, to them, and I think about it this way, it's threatening something that they think is true for themselves. It has nothing to do with this couple.
No.
This couple's fine. They're beautiful. It's projection.
At its finest.
At its finest.
Yeah.
And it's also like, I think to myself, like, when I've been in positions in my life where I wasn't the most secure, I think I've said things that were rude. And it was a projection of how I'm feeling.
And how it made me feel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When you go to someone's platform and you say something that's rude or hurtful, you're not, like, identifying their trauma. You're finding
your
out your own.
No,
you're
seriously.
Literally just, like, divulging your own trauma.
You're like,
in the
you don't
way
need
that,
to go to therapy because you did it.
100%.
You're welcome.
And I wonder, where any, like, did the comments focus too on those, like, on masculinity, femininity, like, the traditional ways we think about it?
Yeah, truly, it was, like, that's why they said that spicy straight thing, because it's like they don't operate within whatever they consider to be normal, whatever that is. But if you remove yourself even more, you're single.
Mm-hmm. Let me see your photos.
That's crazy.
I'd love to see. Yeah,
you go home alone every night, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe find someone who will love you, which is going to be hard, and then come back, and then we could talk about relationships, babe.
But right, and that's what I also think too about people who like comment on my makeup or my beauty or stuff in my comment section. I'm just like, can I see a selfie?
Because
I can't see anything because you don't have a name and you also don't have a profile picture.
Can you imagine what the makeup looks like?
Oh my gosh. I kind of would actually live for that though.
Literally beat up is what it looks. No,
seriously. And I'm just like, at a certain point, I think when it comes to like gender roles in that sense, I also think you have like people who identify along all the different spectrums of sexuality and gender, and the fact that it's so fluid, it's like you can have a queer relationship with two queer people and they still really are attracted to each other and love each other.
Yeah.
So I think when that hits that wrong side of TikTok and you get a bunch of straight cis guys who are like, again, what's this happening? Maybe it's the fact that this person who's more feminine than you is actually pulling harder than you are.
Tea.
And that's what's bothering you. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's that you're painfully alone and single.
Absolutely goes
Maybe
back to that.
Maybe it's that you hate yourself and no one else likes you because you're insufferable. Have you ever thought about that?
Do you want to comment on that?
When I see people say things like for me, for example, like obviously I'm a straight cis person with another straight cis person.
Right.
But when the shit that I say, men are always like, oh, she must be single.
Oh.
She must be single. And I'm always like, it's funny because I'm not. I love when they say that though, or they say, oh, I bet he's ugly, because then I know clock a million like video.
Let pause the show. If you have not seen the video of Drew posting
my boyfriend,
I think I saved that video down and was like, oh my God, he is.
Was it the one of him running on the treadmill in the beginning?
Girl, there was a lot of him doing a lot of things. It was truly.
You know what's funny is I be waiting for those comments because my videos go viral. Thanks, babe. Because my boyfriend
immediately add that comment to favorites. I'm about to stitch it. 100. No, that's what I'm saying.
Stitch it and I'll open it. Even if I'm filming, I'm in a random place, I'll film it so I save the comment so I don't lose it.
That's what I'm saying. I add it to favorites. That's what. Whenever someone says, I wait. Listen, y'all. I wait for the like. oh, like, this dude's fatherless. Or, like, where's your dad?
My God, I'm
like,
yeah.
Do you want, he's eating pistachios on the couch. Do you want us to do, like, in live? Like, what do you want to do? That to me, oh my gosh, it makes viral me vids. So happy.
Right? Same. And then when they see what he looks like, mm-hmm. the narrative, it, mm-hmm. they're just constantly moving the goalposts. Like, yeah. After it's that, they find out I do have someone, he's very good looking, blah, blah, blah. Then it moves to like, oh, well, I feel sorry for him. And I said, you're single, feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Prioritize this you, hurt babe. You. Yeah. Redirect that energy to yourself.
Oh, yeah. And that's we're the good. Thing, too. When you have someone that's that attractive, and I think about this, too, it's like, it's no longer subjective, it's objective. Like, there's nothing you can, yeah. like... Truly. What are you gonna do? Like,
and you know what's funny? I talked to Brittany Broski about this. Like, we talked about it, and she was asking
love
me.
Her.
I love her, my twin. But I literally asked her, or she asked me, how did I find him?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I met him in high school. Like, she's like, really? And we were talking about it, and I told her that he was a sociology major yeah. in college. And she was like, she asked me if I had to, like,
he seems so much more attractive. Oh my gosh.
She sorry, asked me, keep going. Well, she asked me, like, about our relationship, how it works, blah, blah, because obviously yeah. I'm a very, like, outspoken person, but
yeah.
in real life, I feel like I'm a lot more chill, you know, yeah. right? You talk to me all the time.
Yeah.
But, like,
very,
yeah,
very.
I was, like, talking to her about it, and I said, yeah, he actually taught me this concept. Like, have you ever heard the classroom example in sociology?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, you know yeah, how yeah, it's, yeah. like, I'll just explain it for all of you, because you already know, but, like, oppression works like a classroom, so the people at the very back see all the people in front of them mm-hmm. who are oppressing them. So at the very, very back, it's like trans black women,
mm-hmm.
and it goes all the way up from there. At the very front of the class is cis straight white men, mm-hmm. right? So they don't think anyone's being oppressed because they can't see anybody, yeah. right?
100%.
So I explained this whole thing to her, and she goes, did you teach him that? I go, she taught me that. She was like, f*** you, bitch,
oh,
right? And I started laughing, we were dying. God. I was like, he taught me that. I had never heard that before, ever.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, jealousy is a very, very, very sneaky thing. And I think the internet is just gravitating towards it.
Yeah, truly.
In many different ways.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, he's very smart. He's educated. Yeah. Like, he knew a lot of stuff. I've taught him some stuff. He's taught me a lot of stuff. So that's why I was like, you want to talk about gender roles? Like,
yeah, and he's like, I love the fact, and my boyfriend's like this too, like, they're not, like, on the internet that often. Mm-hmm, and, like, he's same. A very shy person. Like, I'm outgoing, but you know me too. Like, I'm also on another level. Like, I like to have a private life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that he's not in there, and the fact that even, like, my dad, I feel like sometimes I publicize him too much on my page. Like, he's a very private person. Mm-hmm. Honestly, though, like, he loves making videos, so.
He loves the attention.
At this point, oh, yeah.
What's
now
his
he's
sign?
Like, oh, he is a Taurus.
Oh, I love Tauruses.
And he is, and I will say, at the same time, when we first started to film together, y'all, like, he'd be like, I don't understand why we're doing this. And I'm like, I get that. Let's just, like, make videos. He's like, this isn't going to do well. It did well. Went viral. Now I'm, like, on the couch eating something. He goes, come on. Like, let's do something. I'm like, oh,
like,
you,
cameras, lights.
Oh, okay.
He's
okay.
Like, speed.
He has like, right? He's like, I have something I want to say. I'm like, great. And now he's getting recognized.
I love
and
that.
And that he doesn't get. He'll literally call me and be like, this person from the sandwich shop. Never could. I mean, it's like, I don't know why they said hi. I'm like, oh no, they see you on the internet. They
yeah.
really like you. He's like, I don't understand. I'm like, you'll get it.
He's like,
day.
How did that person
no,
know me?
Completely.
Who told you about
very
me?
Very Persian dad, like trying to just get his like pomegranates, pistachios and get out. Like truly doesn't like that attention.
Does he love pistachios?
Oh my God. Drew. If there are any pistachio brands that
oh my
are watching
God, please.
This, just DM me and we will make something work. He all day. It's like that. Any sort of like seeds or nuts. It's like a very Persian men
that.
In general. Just
love
all the time.
I love to little snack on those.
They're either just like gossiping or having
eating
seeds,
pistachios.
Or having some pistachios and
just
seeds.
Those two things.
So funny. But anyway, but it was, so I was saying it was also like I feel like having certain parts of your life private is such a joy and such a blessing
yeah.
in this space because we're also so public.
Oh my God, yeah.
So I feel like the times that we can use it to our advantage in a way to be like,
oh,
you're
yeah.
so beyond wrong about
as
this.
As soon as I see it, I'm
yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
money in
but
the
that's what
bank
but
when I see it.
And that's what everybody assumes things about people
yeah.
and is also like, you literally don't know this person.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, maybe just do your research before. I once had someone stitch a video of mine
uh-huh.
and was like, this is why you'll never get a woman. And I was like,
oh, babe.
Ma'am.
Who's going to tell him?
I was like, I'll FaceTime you right now. Let's chat. A woman? I was like, listen, I am like.
To do what?
I was like, literally,
a
do
woman
each other's
to
hair.
Do what?
Like, literally, like, what am I going to do? Like, people truly will find some sort of a narrative, or even like my, like immigrant experiences, like they'll find that narrative and create it for themselves.
Always.
Like someone once commented something like, your dad like went through war and like came to this country for you to be like queer. And I'm like, my dad went to art school and like all of his friends are queer. And like, I'm fully not a shocker and not a surprise to him. Like, came out to him when I was 9.
Your dad probably doesn't.
No.
You,
so yeah. And that's the thing. Again, from, projection. Mm-hmm. It really is always projection.
It's always, all roads lead back to the same thing.
Always a man.
That's it. Yeah. Same thing with my boyfriend too. Like sometimes people will tell him like, do you know what your girlfriend is doing? I'm like, no, I'm Hannah Montana. Oh, I'm living a different life. I put this bang on. He has no idea who I am.
Rip the bang down.
No, truly. I put on this bang and he's like, who is that? Who is that stranger?
Oh my God.
He knows exactly what
I'm
Yeah. Sometimes I show my boyfriend my videos and he goes, I feel like he could have been meaner. I said, so if you want his opinion, he wants me to be meaner to you.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
You heard it here first.
That's what he wants from me.
And does he ever... Like, do you ever find videos that he also sees that he wants you to do? Or is it all just like...
No, like, it's 90% me. But he just recently started looking at TikTok, like within the last month. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he'll show me, he'll be like, have you seen this? And it's like one from 8 months ago. I'm like, yeah, babe, I saw it.
Stitch that. Yeah, literally last year. Yeah,
show
yeah,
me something.
Yeah.
Old hat. Yeah, show me something else.
Oh my gosh,
sometimes though, he'll send me videos. He's like, you have to do this one. Yeah. You have to do this one. Yeah, he does it all the time.
Yeah.
But he's doing my recon for me.
Exactly. And then, but then they think they, again, make that assumption that like...
Again, and you know what's funny? Sorry, not to cut you off.
No, please cut me off.
I talked to someone about this recently, but I was saying when I started blowing up on TikTok, at the same time, I did a video where I talked about a gift my boyfriend got me. Like, he had paid for my nails like 6 months in advance as a Valentine's Day gift because he was so tired of me going to the nail salon. He like did a private manicurist, like, so she does a much better. Who's my current nail lady? Shout out Michelle Nail Studio. Love her.
Shout out.
Right.
Also, that gift. Take notes. Right? Oh my God.
He found my eyelash girl and he found my nail girl, both of which were gift surprises. Now they're my regular nail and lash tech. But like, I rolled that ball at the same time that I was making this content. So I was saying, I think it was much more powerful in that sense because a lot of times, speaking of generals, like they make you believe in a patriarchal world that if you're a strong woman, you can't be with anyone.
Yeah.
Like, no man's ever going to want you because if you're not in the kitchen
and
you're not cleaning
completely,
then no man's ever going to want to marry you, which is wrong, bitch. And so then,
well, my question to you on that note is also with generals, like coming from a Samoan background, where, like, as you mentioned, it can be very matriarchal in many ways when it comes to, like, sort of cultural, social experiences.
Yeah.
Like, how does that impact the way that you navigate that role on the internet? Because I think for me, too, in many ways, Persian men are actually very feminine, even, like, straight Persian men. So, again, like, someone might see a video of, like, my brother, who is, like, amazing, love him, adore him, he's the sweetest person, truly, like, enjoys going to gay clubs and, like, will always, like,
I'm
like, all right, you need to, like, but you know what I mean? But
you're
a little much for me. And, like, literally gets everyone's number. But again, people will see him and assume that he's queer and gay, whereas he just has such an, like, open personality. And a lot of what he performs would be coded as feminine and therefore gay or queer. And
gender
binary. And we grew up with like affection. Like my dad was super affectionate towards us. So
So
I'm curious if that's also, if you've had any like conversations on that on your platform or anything.
I've talked about it, I think more so on my other platforms.
Yeah.
But like I've talked about how like the matriarchal portion of my culture played a huge role into who I am today. That's why I don't take shit. Like they'll say the same thing like fatherless behavior, whatever dingbat made that up, come here and I'm gonna punch you square in the face. I hate that joke.
Watch.
It makes no sense. It's not funny. It also puts men at fault, so what's the gotcha moment? I don't know. But I every time they say that to me, my dad's so affectionate, so loving, like he has always been so open and emotionally cognizant, and he's very likes to talk about feelings, like how are you feeling, that kind of stuff. So I was always around men like that, so that's why my bar has always been so high, because all I've ever had is strong male figures that didn't let me settle.
Exactly. And then also, and then to a certain point, who is, I don't even want to like say his name because I don't know his name, frankly, but the person, the guy who's like the podcast guy.
Oh, the one and only. We talk about him a lot here. we'd be talking shit
on
him.
I don't have social cues to respond to the words that are coming out of his mouth. Like, to me, it's almost like I know you're doing this for views. Like, yeah. we get it. Like, we know you're doing clickbait. But at the same time, I'm just like, how hurt are you? Like, truly. Oh my God.
But see, that's you being nice.
I know.
To me, I'm like, die alone. Keep talking. Keep recording it. Die alone.
Have you stitched him before?
Yes.
He is
countless times. Are you talking about the one, the
bald guy,
balding or bald?
Honestly, both. I don't know.
Girl, what's the difference?
Like, truly, men. Like,
does he wear the headphones all the time? He's always in the room.
Yes.
With girls.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He did a whole episode on me once, because that's how much he hates me.
That's how much publicity he wants to give you?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he'll never talk to me personally.
Strategic.
He'll never, like, people are like, you should go on the podcast. I go, with all the respect in the world, I would rather go dive headfirst into a volcano.
Yeah. No. With a cheese grater on my face. Imagine him wanting to have discourse. I'm like, talk to you about what? Roast your outfit. Like, sure.
What are we going to talk about?
I
said too, like, those men don't want to change. No. They have zero interest in changing and, like, growing and evolving. They're not actually curious. They just hate women. They hate women because they can't get women because they're the worst. Yeah. That's why I said, at what point in life do you look in the mirror and be like, maybe I'm the problem?
Like, apparently not early enough. Like, never. Truly never.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing too. Even when they start to get ratioed and their content starts to perform poorly, they'll create other accounts and backup accounts because they know what they're saying is, like, absolute garbage.
Yeah, and they're like, people are afraid of the truth. That's what they'll put in their bio. Banned for telling the truth.
Completely. At, like, 30K. I'm like, banned at 30K. Okay. And then here's my other thing, too. Whenever I create a video and I have, like, those types of, like, toxic dudes, like, comment on my stuff all the time, I think to myself, again, like, how interesting would it be if we showed this to, like, the people that you know? Whenever I post videos and I get those types of guys in my comments, I'm like, I would love for your, like, parentals to see this comment.
Always.
And then I would love for you to show them that you said these words. Always. And that's the other thing, too, is the embarrassing nature. I've had moms DM me being like, I can't, like, my son is like, you didn't mean it. I'm like, I don't care. Like, do you want me to cry? Like, truly, what do you want? Yeah, exactly. Like, I did nothing except for literally reshare something that he said.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything else. The fact that you're now getting visibility and seeing how, like, shitty you are is, like, not on me. That's literally, you said those words.
I stitched someone once, too, that made a terrible joke, a terrible ableist and assault joke. Right.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. That had my blood fucking... I'm sorry. That had my blood boiling.
That mom was in my comments saying, like, I can't believe you made this. Like, I get it. It was bad. It was a bad joke. But this is so much
Again,
worse. Is
where's
it?
The joke?
Is it?
Do we
it's
just
so
all
much
have
worse?
A different... like, we also have a very different idea about, like,
what's
humor.
Bad. What's
and
not-
what's not funny. And what's
funny. Well,
and
then I think, you know what's worse? You coming to his defense. You know what's worse? Yeah. The fact that your son is acting like this on a public platform. Maybe take this up with him. I said, I literally told her, with all the disrespect, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care. Tell your son.
Yeah.
Tell him. Take it to him, bitch. Because I didn't push him out of my cooter, that's for
you
sure.
You said something that I think is so... amazing. I think it was one of your episodes. I never said that I was nice.
No, never. Mm-mm-mm-mm. That's the one thing I've always stayed true to.
Yeah.
That's why I said, how could you call me a hypocrite when I told you what was going
to
happen?
Exactly. Or, like, guys that are trying to be like, Drew, why don't you, like, just, like, put some, like, let's have, like, a discourse or a conversation. Like, not when you're a shitty human and not when you literally hate women. What? It's the same as, like, me
what
having a conversation with someone who's homophobic or transphobic. Literally, what are we going to talk about?
That's right. What you just said. If you're not going to tell me anything new, like, there's really no need to talk.
I swear by that. If you're not giving me new information, we're good. I don't need to hear it. I mean, I learn a lot during the day, but genuinely, if you're not bringing something new to the table, I think it's a waste of my time.
It is. It's a waste of time and energy. And I always tell people that's a patriarchal value, that women are supposed to do that.
100%.
They're supposed to be patient, to educate, to, like, give people grace. Like, oh, like, well, like, what if?
Yeah.
What if he's the worst? How about that? What if he's a terrible person?
And that's it.
What
Period.
If, what if
that's
I hate
it.
Him?
Yeah.
Then what? That's what I said.
That's it. Yeah, literally. And it's as simple as that.
Time,
it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I also think it's when you see a lot of women who, like, women who identify as women, right? Like, in those positions who take up space, they're immediately deemed as being hypermasculine and queer.
Oh, yeah. All
instead
the time.
Of like,
I get those all the time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's also an interesting thing. So thinking about this past video of like this amazing, gorgeous, lovely couple celebrating themselves.
Yeah.
Again, it's you're not like identifying anything new within their relationship that they're all of a sudden going to be like, oh my God.
Like, yeah,
oh my God,
like,
I'm masculine? Like, no, you're literally just taking parts of your own experiences that are making you feel uncomfortable.
Trauma.
And you're going to project it towards them because you don't want anyone seeing it towards you.
And you're
insecurity. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, that's so funny because I think that's how you think they don't know.
Right? You think you don't get that?
They're unaware.
100%. Or that,
they probably know better than anybody.
Listen, we're all self-aware. Like, at a certain point, too, like, I'm no makeup artist. I know. Like, I do my beauty. I get comments all the time.
You. I disagree.
And you know what happens? I get comments about people being like, your eyebrows are like this and like your lashes are like this and it's amazing. And then I sometimes get guys that are just like your beard is showing. And I'm like, I know. I haven't shaved in 2 days. Just be kind.
Were you like, is it?
No, literally. And then sometimes I just troll. And like when I get comments that are like, you are a male. And I'm just like, I'm a Gemini. I don't know what you're talking about. Because I'm just like, I'm not gonna have this conversation with you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make you feel crazy. And I'm gonna literally gaslight you. And I'm gonna gatekeep everything that
it's
I know about
so
gender.
Funny,
and I'm
because we're
gonna
girl bosses at the end
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah.
I stay doing that. I said a video.
Our time is money.
Right. I made a video about it once and I was like, dudes who try to use really big words, they're like,
oh my God, I remember.
Well, let's
this
actually
yeah, yeah.
have a discourse. Let's have a talk. No. That's why I said it doesn't matter how many words you use.
Yeah. And did you just learn the word discourse?
Exactly.
Are you just throwing around
discourse? I literally, they'll take that word satire. What
satire,
else?
Unpack.
Yeah, irony.
They're learning intersectional, which I think is ironic. Like, truly.
It's very lack of intersectionality.
But, like, front of the class.
Yeah.
Goes back to your, like, could not be more at the front of the class.
Yeah, I literally said, like, no matter how many words you use, I'm going to tell you to suck my big
yes!
fat dick.
Yes! Oh, my
I'm going to tell you, put it in your mouth and choke. That's what I'm going to say always, no matter what you say to me. You're like, well, explain it to me. And I'm going to say, or you can eat my literal ass. How about that? And they get so mad.
Period.
They're like, see, that's how I know you're not intelligent. Blah, blah, blah. I don't need to tell you that I'm smart for you to know I'm smart.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You spelled intelligent wrong.
Oh.
There you go. Today, I literally tweeted about someone. Someone said, you're so conceited. I hope one day, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's conceited. They used the wrong form of conceited.
Oh.
Like, they meant this one. And I said, maybe learn how to spell before you tell people to humble themselves.
Oh. My, or like, wait. Someone's like, let's conversate. Babe, it's
I
converse.
I know. I hate that
it's
one.
Converse.
I hate that
one. Just converse.
It's converse, babe.
Yeah.
Conversate's a made-up word.
Made-up word
yeah.
in your mind. That is so funny.
But one time I said the word unfunny, and people said that's not a real word. And I said, I don't know how to break it to you, babe. Maybe go Google it.
Also, like, do you have that much time to genuinely, like, be that? And listen, I'm all about being very, like, intentional about word choices.
Same.
But I think at a certain point, too, when you know someone is doing well, you know someone's being successful, they're going to come after you for all of those small little, like, things
absolutely,
that
yeah.
happen.
Absolutely.
Like, it happens to me all the time now.
Yes,
I'm just like, listen, at the end of the day, time is money. So.
Yeah, and we're girl bossing our way through it. We're too busy, babe. Too busy. Too booked and busy,
I'm
honestly.
I'm absolutely on the girl boss train, so.
Okay. So this next video, we're going to talk about a man weaponizing gender roles,
ooh,
right?
Okay. Yep.
So for this video, in this video, right, a man says his sister said that men can go out and fill the dishwasher. Men can hang clothes.
Yep.
They get ignorant to the point that women will just say it's fine and they'll do it themselves. And his sister called this weaponized incompetence, which we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Which I love. Honestly, I love that term. And it said, they said that men have done this for years, and that's how gender roles kind of get set in the household, yeah. obviously, other than patriarchy. And one of the hosts even admits that you'll do the assigned job so badly, so she'll never ask you again.
Again, yeah.
And I've heard of weaponized incompetence before, have you?
Now it's like everything is flashing before my eyes in terms of like relationships. Like, it's so funny. I think there is a very endearing version of it, like when
yeah.
you take aside gender roles, like I'm in a queer relationship with a man, with a
yeah.
cisgendered man, and we don't have
gender roles.
I'm like,
yeah,
what are
just
those?
Like everyone,
I'm just, it's
does
just like
everything.
Whatever, we do everything.
Yeah.
There are certain things that he does, and I hope he's watching, that like we've talked about, like the toothpaste cap. just goes right back on. He is
Isn't that crazy? It goes right back.
It's unbelievable that they've created a top that it doesn't have to go anywhere.
So it
and
he's dry a top, out.
So it's like, you know what I mean? I'm like, connect the dots.
So you'd think he'd know.
Right. And then he's Aquaman out of a shower. He'll literally not towel down and walk around my apartment. And I'm like, are you for real? So
just I'm just
like,
drying.
And he will be like, oh, like, yeah. And he's, when it comes
soaking
to like,
the floor.
And he's like, oh, like, no, like, you do it better. Like, you just, I'm just like, there's no part of this that, like, is going to be put on me, but it's endearing.
Yeah.
But then what this is
that's
more
like,
talking about.
Kind of more so yeah. Kimbo stuff.
But I think, that genuinely when it comes to, like, men and women and historically how, like, men and women have been socialized by this.
Yeah.
Sociocultural world that we live in to yeah. come up with. It's a very interesting concept.
Oh yeah, my boyfriend has never done that to me, I can confidently say, thank God. There were some, again, it's just more so endearing.
Yeah,
it's endearing.
Oh yeah,
things.
Those situations,
like,
yeah,
like here's something my boyfriend always does. He comes in the room, takes off shoes, leaves them in the middle.
Yeah.
If he changes just like, clothes right there too, it looks like he got evaporated, like abducted out of the clothes into the
in
sky,
his mind,
gone forever.
In his mind, that's what happened.
And I go, why is this here? Like, why are these, like, there's something right over here. You could walk the shoes into the closet, take them off in there. And he's like, oh. He yeah. just every I was like, I don't know if this is a man thing, if this is a straight man thing. I have no clue. I hate it. He wears a size 13 shoe.
Mm.
So I trip over those clown shoes every
yeah,
single day.
Yeah, because they take up half the room.
Yeah, like if I trip over one more croc, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. If I trip over one more croc the size of a canoe, I'm going to lose it.
Oh my gosh.
And I literally tell him, why are these here? Catch me on the wrong day, I'm starting so many fights over that one shoe.
Oh, absolutely. And you said croc, and this is not sponsored by Crocs, so.
We love Crocs.
I was going to say Crocs.
He has big so fan. Many Crocs, and they're just everywhere.
But he leaves it in, and then he's just like, he's like, oh, like, no. Like,
yeah, you know how, like,
I think that's cute. Like I think
yeah,
part of that is,
it's
like,
endearing
because he gets, he's, again, self-aware.
Yeah, but I just think, I call my boyfriend's mind a shredder. So, like, some if it's not important, gone.
Okay.
Gone
yeah.
forever.
Selective hearing
yeah,
is how I also like
selective memory.
To put it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of
selective
that.
Selective memory. Oh, my God.
But he loves to help me around the house, like, wash clothes, like, yeah. wash dishes, all that yeah. kind of stuff. In fact, he cooks all the time. He doesn't like when I cook. That's a true fact. He doesn't like when I cook. Mm. He's like, I don't like when you do it. I'm all, oh, no.
Okay,
yeah. Twist my arm.
Yeah,
all right,
literally.
Fine, you can cook. That's fine.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
The one thing I will call out my parents on this, I will say my dad, I don't know if he has had, like, an issue with dishwashers in the past, but, like, he truly will have an issue with, like, he
like
doesn't
these enemies
know.
With them?
He, like, doesn't, he just doesn't, the what, he'll clean, he'll do everything, he cleans up. But when he puts stuff into the dishwasher, I have a feeling he doesn't do it right so that he doesn't have to do it. Like, it's actually hilarious.
That's
and, like,
suspicion.
Oh, very much so. And I think that is a very prime example of we're all works in progress.
There
but
you
I do
go.
Think in a certain way, like, What were the top comments on that? Was it coming from people on that video that were
yeah,
just like?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it was mostly women who were like, yeah.
Yeah, this
like,
is an
we've
act-
been new. Like,
absolutely.
Were, like, this top one says, which leads to the women infantilizing the man and therefore lose attraction to him because she's not attracted to a child. Mm. Which, yeah, that's a good point. Mm. I this is something I actually talked about the other day, but like, sometimes when I make videos, I always say men. And sometimes people go, girl, you mean boys. Like, these are not men. I go, no, with all the respect in the world, I meant men. That's what
men.
I meant.
They're men.
And I said,
they're grown adults.
Yeah, infantilizing them like that excuses them of the behavior because they're like, oh, they're just not mature yet.
Oh, yeah.
I said, old enough to fight in a war, old enough to know. So, like, old enough to pay taxes, old enough to know. So.
My most controversial video that I made was a stitch with this one woman. And again, you know, we've talked about this. Like, I don't like to, like, stitch women
yeah,
and
same.
Queer people
same.
And like people of color like
I
for me
that.
I'm just like I don't like we that happens to people a lot but
yeah
but this one encounter this person was like saying something that was about like the way that men can be very like violent in relationships mm-hmm. and like not know how to like posit their feelings and was infantilizing them being like men need time to think and I was like no children
no.
need time it was like it was also like more about like needing time to like step aside before acting. And I'm like, are you talking about a 7-year-old
yeah.
or a grown ass man?
You're
like,
talking about someone in
the 30s? I'm so sorry. Sure. Let's be very like, let's
aware
celebrate
of space
and let's
that.
Also be like, yeah, let's validate the fact that like, especially men who are yeah. not taught to be emotional, like oftentimes fair, don't yeah. know how to react. However, let's not make this into like, They don't know any better. But like, you're 35.
Exactly.
You've had many years to like get to this
to
point.
To figure out some self-control. No, yeah, I say that all the time.
That's my most controversial
I always think, too, that a lot of times when they talk about stuff like that, I'm like, let's stop pretending like you actually care about the problems that men suffer at the hands of patriarchy. That's not what you care about. You care about excusing the misogyny. There's a difference.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, if they are old enough to go fight in a war for this country.
Yeah.
Then they're old enough to know that you shouldn't hit women. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's pretty.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty. I mean? Yeah, that's the bottom of the barrel.
Basic human respect is probably.
Absolutely.
At the younger years.
And it's the pick me people that always post those
Truly.
Sorts of videos. So
yeah,
it is what
like,
it is.
Well, and that's why I always think speaking infantilizing them, that's why I always say men. I'm like, no, I said what I meant and I meant what I said. Mm-hmm. I meant men. Like,
yeah.
No, I don't stitch boys.
Yeah.
What are you talking
very
about?
Careful about my, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is there's always like literal children in my comment section I ignore. I'm like, if you're a child, I mean, oftentimes I think it's really funny because like they just want that attention in many ways, but I'm just like, you know what?
They're like, I can't believe you took the time to reply.
I know. And I'm just like, listen, I can make time, but I think part of it is also like I would rather eviscerate a grown ass man than like, I don't know.
I say that all the time about like infantilizing them. Again, it's excusing them of the behavior. It's not holding them accountable.
Yeah. And it's very, again, if we're talking about intersexuality and nuance, it's very different than also being aware of the fact that we live in a society where men are not taught to like healthily like deal with their emotions and like I get it but here's can I be very honest
Please
if
do.
We're talking about mental health awareness in many ways like I'm gonna prioritize the mental health of like the people who are most marginalized in this society first before a white man. I'm so sorry. Like not that it's not important in many ways.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day for me, my platform, like I was looking at my analytics the other day because someone commented like your content is polarizing. And I was like, good. I was like,
as it should
93% of my followers are women and like gays and theys. And I'm just like if men come to my platform and they enjoy it, great. Welcome. You're absolutely like, but when they start commenting and saying stuff, I'm like, you have to be very, you have to understand what space you're in right
now.
Like,
truly.
This is not for you.
You're a guest in this house.
Yeah. Like, this is not,
I think.
Oh, that is the, this isn't for
Act
you.
Act right or you're getting kicked out is what I always say. Like, I made a video once telling people, like, reserve my tag for the important stuff, for the big stuff, for the big kahunas. I have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Don't tag me in thirst traps. Although we hate them, collectively, they're not hurting anybody.
Yeah,
they're just weird.
That is such a good way to put it.
I say that all the time.
They're not hurting anyone.
Yeah, they're just cringy
annoying.
To watch. Yeah, they're...
Except for, oh my God, that one that you did of that guy who's, like, flexing so hard. He was about to, like poopy his pants. And it was something about, like, obviously, like, fat women and, like, something that I was just like, these
Those are different.
Fitness trainers are... on another level. I put like
you want to talk about
delusional oh my God delusional podcasters.
Truly.
And these like
the gym
fitness
bros.
It's so
someone asked me once who's worse
why are they
podcast
always Australian team? I love Australia. I'm like it's always these like
you want to know something else funny some white kid called me a racist right and then someone said
Hold
why
on.
Why would you say that and he goes towards Australian men not a race babe
cut the cameras
That's not a race, babe.
Oh.
You know what they are? A virus. They're not a race. They're a virus.
But then people actually think that.
And I truly was like, I just said, what's in the water in Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Why are so many of you so terrible? Do you know how many Australian women? I have a huge fan base in Australia. Do you know how many Australian women were like, they are so bad here. It's so bad
it's
here.
Pretty
why?
Wild.
I don't know. Someone do an anthropological study on why it's so bad over there.
But then also I've met many Australians who are phenomenal.
Yeah, same.
We're not making generalizations
women.
In many ways. Yeah. But I will say but it's also, it's very direct. Like I think sometimes what happens is like they'll say like, you know, F word gay person, but like very like intentionally. And then I'm like, oh, and they're like, what? And I'm like, that's or like, oh my God, like the word, I'm going to be careful. Anyway, but I just think it's funny that like in general, when you have this level of like self-awareness, I'm like, oh, you know, you're saying something that's problematic and racist
and
you're cool. And
you're cool. With
that's
that.
Cool with that versus I think a lot of the times too, with a lot of content that I see on TikTok, the second you stitch it, taken down.
Yeah.
No, like erasing tweets, like truly being like, versus like, no, I'm going to say it. Like, I'm just like, huh, okay. That's a different level of something that I've never
Really I always wonder like why the patience is always afforded to the men. Yeah. I know the answer. I just wonder why it's still that way.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Especially with me, but, you know, I digress. this next comment says, weaponized incompetence. You send your man to buy, say, Huggies diaper size 5, and he brings Pampers size 1, so he isn't sent again. Mm. I mean, that's a good point, but that's also your baby.
Yeah.
So you don't know the size of your baby's diaper? That's weird.
Yeah. Also, brands are tough.
Also, and let me give you another example of how, like, it's possible for men to not be like that, because men are like, oh, men are like that. Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong? You're wrong. And they always leave out gay men.
Yeah, always.
They always leave out trans men. Yeah, they always leave absolutely. Those people out.
Yeah.
So, because again, no intersectionality whatsoever.
No. They know the word now, but they don't get what it means.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. My boyfriend, one time I really needed tampons, went to the store, got me the exact tampon I asked for.
And tampons. That's
it. He doesn't use them. He doesn't see them. He doesn't interact with them. I told him, this is the exact one I need. I sent him a picture of it, and he bought me 2 boxes.
And then it could be that easy.
Yeah, truly.
And life could truly be that easy. Genuinely. Really, and not dramatic. And not, I'm in the tampon section. And I think I'm like a girl. Yeah, like, you want to shut up.
Yeah, you buy those. They're going to be like, what is that guy using those?
Like, dude, like he's going tampons.
That guy's putting tampons up his own butt.
Oh, my, literally.
What do you think he's doing?
Literally.
Yeah, my boyfriend does that for me. He also, this is so off topic, but like, not really, because it's on the subject of period care. But he'll sometimes get me like new underwear or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, get the full, like, full butt ones. He calls them full butts.
Can we brand that and have him be creative director?
He tells me, I got you the full butts because I know those are better.
Oh my God.
See, endearing, very sweet.
It's not, and it's.
And he's trying his best.
And men can really do this. Like, that's my other thing, too.
It takes very little.
It really does. Yeah. But I also think part of it, too, is like, you have to want to make an effort.
Exactly.
That's what I think about in many cases. It's like, goes back to your point. Some, like, with men, like, in general, in the case of these men that are just, like, you truly just. Are homophobic, you hate women, like you are racist, mm-hmm. like in some ways if we're talking about like white cis straight men,
oh, yeah.
You don't want to make an effort. But I will say, I especially as someone who like navigates gender very differently,
yeah.
I've had, you know, in my DMs, like women and men who like don't agree or like don't understand something that I'm saying, who genuinely want to learn.
Yeah.
And then I have to be like, okay, like I'm interested, like am I going to give this person the time of day or not?
Yeah.
Like I had this like ongoing fight with this guy, in my DMs, and he just kept going on about how, again, what I was saying was really divisive in terms of like talking about like queer people or some note. And I was just like, what are you not getting? Because I also saw him posting like mutual aid organizations and stuff. And I was like, maybe there's just something about like the intersectionality that you're not getting. And we talked about it, and he truly understood it. And I was like, great, amazing. Like, we're not gonna be friends, but like, that was fine. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's okay.
But
see, for them to say, because I'm sure they tell you the same thing, they tell me that too. Like, you're just unwilling to have the conversation. I'm unwilling to have the conversation with a very specific person.
Yeah.
I will have the conversation with someone who's open to learning. I've had it many times.
Yeah.
My own boyfriend has asked me questions before, and I've explained it to him.
Yeah.
I've asked my sister before, like, can you explain this to me? Guys, I just want to be a better ally. I want to be better,
100%.
More educated and aware, because that's the point.
Point. Everybody makes mistakes. It's almost like with pronouns too. With pronouns, I always find, because like I sort of, I feel like there's a lot of people who are very tied to the pronouns being a true manifestation of their identity, which I think is super important. And I think really for me, it's not so much. So I think, like, for example, I use he and they pronouns. And first of all, people are like, but I thought you were non-binary. And I'm like, well, I think that's fair. I understand the confusion. But I think part of it is like, I don't identify with what you're seeing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in many ways,
it's
like
all optics.
When people try and misgender me, I'm like, you literally can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, because I'm not going to let you, because it's not about the word. It's not about the pronoun. I'm seeing and experiencing something different than you're seeing. And if you're seeing something that doesn't align with what I'm saying, I have control to be like, that's fine.
I'm not choosing
you're wrong.
To react
like,
to that.
Fight
with you about it.
100%. 100%. It's just, that's the case. Yeah. But I think, you know, again, it depends, because when we are talking about pronouns, we always want to, but again, I've made mistakes. I've like learned about people's identities and been like, oh shoot. And then sometimes when people like use he pronouns for me and they think they screw up, I'm like, no, you're good. Like I use he pronouns and I still identify as non-binary. So like, it's all good. I think again, it's part of learning.
And it's all like up to that person.
Yeah, exactly.
And then as long as you respect what they want, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It takes very little. Like when people are saying they don't want to have to give up certain words or they don't want to have to use pronouns, like the proper ones. I always think you have to be out of your mind with the bigotry for that to be a hindrance on your life.
Oh my gosh. Like, that interview.
How often are you doing that?
That interview with, I don't even know his name, where he was like, you don't get your own pronouns. It's like, you don't get your own prepositions. I wanted to be like, are you
prepositions?
I was like, first of all, second of all, do you know what you're saying? I almost wanted to stitch that video and tag that person and be like, you know what? You're right. Respecting people's pronouns is crazy. It's almost as crazy as when people change their last names after signing a marriage document and respecting that. What's the difference? Truly, what is the difference?
The property of their cis heterosexual partner.
It's different because it upholds the patriarchy. That's different
because it's man and girl.
It's not about wanting to learn people's pronouns or respecting them. No. It's literally you don't want to.
That's why I said you got to go out of your mind with the misgendering for that to be a problem.
The fact that I get misgendered before a dog does is like very disturbing to me.
Well, like how often do you see like these same dudes, like if you called their like baby or their dog, like, oh, what a cute girl. It's a boy.
Knives out. Like... You just misgendered. I'm like, I'm
your dog.
Truly, like, let's bring that energy into humans, but you don't care. Again,
exactly. You don't actually care.
Yeah. It's not about it being hard. Mm-mm. We do it all the time. Yeah. People change their legal names, and we just, without an eye, are like, yep, this is like Mrs. this person instead of Mrs. that person.
Yeah, that's like, like famous like celebrities, or like, the one I can think of off the top of my head is like a football player. And his name, I think his name was Chad Johnson, but he changed his last name to Chad Ochocinco because he was number 85. What if I was like, I'm not calling you that. Yeah. I'm only calling you Chad Johnson from now on. Oh, yeah. That's who you really are.
Oh, that's when I made a video too that was like, oh, like, I'm not going to respect this person's pronoun. I was like, all right, like, no worries, Dave. Like, you don't have to. He's like, my name's Adam. I'm like, I'm going to call you Dave.
According to me.
Does that bother you?
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
According to me, your name's Princess Bubblegum.
Exactly. How does it feel? Kanye's had 18 names. I think we can be good with like...
You guys memorize all those, huh?
We're good. No problem. Very quickly. For, like Hypebeast guys like know every single nickname that he has. I think we can learn they, them.
Yeah,
like,
I think...
Truly, I think we can make that
You effort. Can make room in there, I'm sure. A little bit. I'm sure. Okay, this next one says... And it builds resentment leading to divorce, ending the relationship. However, most guys will think it ended because of nothing. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, if you're a terrible partner, odds are they're going to wise up and leave. I think that's a partner
thing,
though.
I don't even know if that's a gender thing. Like, to me, that's more about literally being a partner that is portraying that. But again, I think...
But in this particular case, I think they're talking about cis straight men.
Yeah, it really is.
Because they're like, she's got it.
And also this idea that, like, I don't know, have you seen your own mother do this? Is that playing a role into it, like, potentially?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Infantilizing them from birth. Completely. Like, till they're, like, however old, like, 21, 22.
Absolutely.
And then you're like,
These cis straight men are literally... It's gaslighting. I mean, it's another... Truly. It's literally a way of gaslighting your partner into being, like... I can't do these feminine things. Like, put a dish in a sink.
Okay. That's for girls.
Okay. Okay.
Washing dishes. Okay. That's for girls. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This next one says, I clean the house for you. No, you live here too. You clean the house. Do you need a cookie? That's funny. That's so funny. Women are funny. I don't care what anybody says. I
love that.
That's so funny. It's true. Just like when they say, come get your kids. Or like men say that to women, or if men watch the kids by themselves, it's babysitting. If women watch the kids, it's like taking care of their child.
Unbelievable. I'm like,
gave birth to that person too.
You fully were involved in this.
So that's kind of on you also, buddy. Yeah,
that's so, I love that comment.
You just cleaned the house. Very true.
So wild.
Snaps for you. Okay, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. I want to thank my wonderful, amazing guest, Cirrus.
I
adore you.
The feeling is so mutual.
I love you so much. You're so much bad. Like, truly, you're probably the one influencer I talk to the most.
I think so.
All the time.
I also feel like one of my chaotic traits is just I will FaceTime Drew with no warning. I literally will just be like, are you available? And I know it's chaotic. And again, the Gemini in me, but I
love it. I live for it, honestly. So I adore you. I love you so much. I'm so happy you came. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for teaching us so much. Listen, so happy.
It's a learning experience. It is. You and I have a lot to share.
You, me, and your dad.
Next podcast. It's us. We're going to do the next episode with him in.
Love that. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on TikTok and on Instagram at Cyrus Facey, CYRUSVEYSSI. And on billboards to come.
Oh, love it.
And campaigns that are going to be happening. And maybe some together.
I would love that. So. I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much for coming. I adore you. Truly, you're the best. And thank you all so much for watching today. For those of you who want to catch new episodes of The Comment Section Show, make sure you tune in to the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can stream this also on all streaming services available. So iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, everything you can think of, all of it under the sun, you can stream it there. So thank you so much for watching. Bye.
Bye.